Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Overcomers Holiness, the place where the peoples are. Hi, welcome to Overcomers Holiness, to the place where peoples are overcoming to holiness to do the work that God has called us for in the ministry. I am Pastor Natalie Franklin, and I'm so glad that you're turning in to listen to us on this resurrection morning. God is so good. He's been great. He's been better to us than we even been to ourselves. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just want to thank you for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, we ask that you look on your peoples everywhere, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, you would even look in the hospital, God. Those that are on their beds of affliction, God. God, those that are just not feeling good on today, God, I pray that you will be the healer that they need right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. And then, God, I want you to look on those, God, that are confused, God, and be a mind regulator, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And then, God, I ask you to look on those that are without jobs, God, that are seeking for jobs, God. I pray that you will open up some doors, God, make a way out of no way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I just thank you right now for finances blessing, God. Bless from the east, the west, the north, and the south, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we just thank you for help and strength, God. We thank you for our children on today, God. Pray that you will let your blood continue to cover, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just want to thank you, God, for just being a God all by yourself, God. And God, we mostly want to thank you for being the sending your only begotten Son, God, to be our Savior for today, God, our Savior for life, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for allowing him to come into our lives, God, and change us for the best, God. And we thank you right now, God. We thank you for that blood that shed on Calvary, God, just for our sins, God, right now, God. And we ask that you bless on today, God. God, we thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives, God. God, we just bless your holy name, God. Have your way on today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, we just thank you. Hallelujah. Hey, but we thank you for your May waking out of no way, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we praise your name, God. Ask that you just move on today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, for all that you're doing in our lives, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, have your way today, God. Oh, God, those that are listening on today, God. You know what their hearts desire, God. You know what they're standing in the need of, God. God, I pray that you would open up some doors, God. Make some ways out of no way, God. Answer some unknown prayers that have been secretly for you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, you do it for your glory, God. You do it for your praise, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God. Oh, Lord, we just ask that you do it today in the mighty name of Jesus. And we love you today, God. Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Again, this is Overcomers Holiness, the place where the people are overcoming to holiness to do the work that God is calling for in the ministry. Again, I am Pastor Natalie Franklin, and I'm glad that you tuned in to our service on this morning at 8 a.m. And we're going to talk about, on this Resurrection Day, about Jesus got up just for you. Jesus got up just for you. Ain't that a blessing that he loved us so much that he got up just for us? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He got up just for us. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad that when he died on Calvary, that he didn't stay in the grave and deteriorate like we do in this day and time. but he rose just for us. See, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's a great love. You know, we love our children, we love our spouse, we love our parents, we love our friends, we love people. But God, conditional love, his only Son, to die on a cross so that we might have eternal life. That's a blessing. That is a blessing because he loved us so much that he did not want us to die and go to hell. He wanted us to go to a better place. And I'm so glad that he did that just for us. You know, sometimes in life, we're not to the point where we need to be. But God knows that. And here's why he, seeing that this world was in such a bad situation, and he knew that the only way that they could be redeemed was through the blood of Jesus Christ. And there was nobody worthy to be our Savior but Jesus Christ. He said, prepare me a body that I might go down and redeem me. And he did just that. He was our Savior. He was our healer. He was our deliverer. And guess what? He's still doing the same thing in this day and time. He's healing us, he's saving us, and he's delivering us. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad that God is holding on to everything that he said. You know, we will lie, but God will not lie. His word is true. And everything that he say and do is for our good. He loves us just that much. And when he sent his Son down to be that Savior for us, we didn't treat him kind as we supposed to or should have. But he still kept on loving us. He still kept on loving us. And that's the way he is today. You know, sometimes we're not to that point where we need to be at, but he's still loving us. And as long as he's loving us, there is hope. There is hope. Because God sees something in us that we can't even see our own self. And he is just waiting patiently that we will give him the opportunity to allow a change to come into our lives. And this change is going to be for the better. Can't nobody do it but us. Through him, opening doors and making ways out of way and allowing him to be that person that speaks for us and to walk in the direction that he wants us to walk in and to talk in the way that he wants us to talk. Jesus got up just for you. He knew that on this day that we're going to need him. And we're going to need him more today than we did on yesterday. Yesterday was a beautiful day. The weather was nice, even better day. Why? Because God has allowed us the opportunity to see this day. And because he allowed us this opportunity to see this day, we have an opportunity to do better than we did on yesterday. Jesus got up just for you. And not only did he get up, he gave us something to work with, to help us. We think we're in this thing all by ourselves. We feel like, hey, ain't nobody going through but us. The situation we're in, ain't nobody in this situation but us. This situation is so great, it's so pressing, so everything. But guess what? You're not in there by yourself. God is there for us. He said, I'll be with you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you to the end of time. All we got to do is allow him the opportunity to get in that situation and work that situation out. And oh, how our lives would be so much better. The pressure of this world would be lifted, and we would be a lighter shoulder. We'll feel so much better in knowing that everything is going to be all right. You know, sometimes we just need to hear that word. Everything is going to be all right. It's going to be all right because Jesus got up just for you. He got up just for you. On this day, Jesus got up just for you so that you can do better in life. Not to say that you're not doing better, but you can do even better knowing that you have a risen Savior that got your back. A risen Savior that's going to hold your hand all the way. Jesus got up just for you. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad that the Lord saved me. I am so glad. If he didn't do anything else in life, and you know, there are some times when we need money to pay bills, to do certain things, and we might need a roof over our head. Sometimes we look for a nice fancy house. Sometimes we'll just settle for just a house. We might need a car. Sometimes we want a nice fancy car. Sometimes we just need a car. But I'm telling you right now, if you allow Jesus in your life to be your personal Savior, then everything else will fall in line. The jobs, the cars, the house, the things, all of those things. He said, first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be added. So if you allow God in your life, everything else will fall in place. I'm so glad that Jesus got up just for you. Again, this is Overcomers Holiness, the place where the peoples are overcoming to holiness to do the work that God is calling for in the ministry. You can listen to me every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. The call-in number is error code 516-453-9432. Again, error code 516-453-9432. Every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. And I hope and pray that the Lord will bless us to share something that will be a blessing to you in these last and evil days. Remember, God loves you and so do I. And there's nothing you can do about it. Keep me in prayer. I am Pastor Natalie Franklin. Love you. Until next week, know that God is our Savior through Jesus Christ. Amen.